in the Sefer Kada Kemach, he's marked in the Oys Yichud Hashem, his Mazda Dinyas in Kriya Shema. He says that the title of the word Shema means that a person should be its Kodal Shmias Oizen Behavonis Halev. That Kriya Shema is not enough just to be, say the word, you have to have inside the Dibu Bepe and inside the Kavonis Halev also. He says that in the Torah, the Ayin of the word Shema, the Messiah is big, and who had in the Dalet of Echod. And he writes that it says Eid, because if his Baruch was made of a man, so a person says Shema Stone, can't know what's going on in his heart. If his Baruch was made of the person's Taka, Mechavin Liachid Shema Yizbarach, when he says Kriya Shema. He says, V'dover Yodua, Kiloi Nivra Gan Eden Umalois of Kiyom Atzorich Isum Hamiachidim Shema Bikavon. The answer Brius in Gan Eden is for those people that are Miachid Shema Bikavon. He says that in Parashas Bereishis, we find the word Eish 13 times. This could be Parashas Bereishis. And he says 13 is Gematria Echod, is Gematria 13. So the person is Mechavin Be'echod is Nitzel from the Eishel Gehenna. That's right. So it's gone to Tachos and developed it. For example, as Amater, he wanted the Derech HaTov Lahetiv, that the Amater to Chasel Began Eden, the way to get that is Al-Yidei being Miachet Shmoy B'Kavona. And Mechaz Chinuch says, I don't know if they'll have a chance to read, he says that a person is made from Chomer, and he's Nimshach Achet Havosov, Meila, the Kadosh Baruch Hu Berev Chazdei was Metzava Tzivanu Liskav Shnei Yitu Meila Bekevel Bekavana Gemura Achaz Beyoyim Lohoyol Lechol Maaseinu Shebeyoyim, once in the morning for the whole day and once at night for the whole night. Kibyeis Adam Zeicher Bebeker Achaz Hashem U Malchusoy. When a person remembers in the morning Achaz Hashem and his Malchus V'chiyash V'chosoy V'yicholti Alakol, and everything that's going to go on that day for him is all the Yad Hashem, and Kadosh Baruch Hu sees Ve'enu Kuchis to see exactly what a person is doing, he merely has a different anhaga the whole day, and who wouldn't they Metzava him to do Akhaz Baruch was Metzavah to link Krishma Balayla for the same thing. The Iglai Tal in the Hagdama brings Vishen his father. It's on the last page of the Mount of Kormis, if you want to see. He says over that the Gemara learns that the Mishnah says that the Zman Krishma Balayla is the Mancha, the Kehanim, on the Chnosim Lechol the Trumosim. So the question of Balayla is very clear that the Zman Krishma is the Tesla Kehanim. Why does it say Vishoshik Hanim Chnosim Lechol the Trumosim? So the word over there actually speaks out that the Tamar Akoyin that was Nitma, that the Harav Shamash becomes Torah. So he writes that Hashem is father, that even after the Tevilah, he's not yet Torah until the day goes by, because it's still a Rishumay that stays open from the Tumah until the day ends, and the new day the Rishumay is gone also. So he says that the reason why we were Torah Krishma in this is to remind us that Krishma is also like that, that when a person says Krishma Bebeker, the Rishumay of his Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim stays with him the whole day, and when the day ends, the Rishumay is over, and really that's why he's Mechuyav to say Krishma again. He says, as I state in the Furush, in Reb Chaim Vital and Priyetz Chaim write that the reason why we don't say Kriyishma be Mincha is because you still have the Reishim min ha-meichan shel Kriyishma shel Shachis, whatever the old words min ha-meichan mean, but up upon him the Tachas is that we don't say Kriyishma, and that lasts him the whole day to remind himself that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Beir Yoylam and the Manig Yoylam and the Mela, he lives and appears with Hagan Tzatog Andrish when he has Kabbalah Ol Malcha Shemayim Olov. As upon him, the Gemara says, as a kemp hasfir na zazachal maisi, nidhi noch di ha'gdoma, that a person could be stopped, whether or not he said Krishma. The Gemara says, Omer of Yehuda, the Rishayim say, it's Omer Yehuda Omer Shmuel, you see Taka all over, they all quote that Shmuel is about memory, that if a person is mistopic, whether or not he would carry Krishma, either Shmuel says, ein echeze v'kair. And the Gemara says, the Belazer was chaylik, the Belazer says, if a person saw the kari Krishma, saw the kari kara, he's chayze v'kair. Now, there's Santa Kashib Kivega, in Shuvas, in Simchat Hei, is Ma'ir, that the Shach in Kol Yisrael is told the fact that this that we say Savak Da'abam Makula, that we have such a klal, is only begotten that there's no Chazok against it. If there's a Cheskes Chiv or a Cheskes Isser, then we don't say Savak Da'abam Makula, but Makum Chazok. The Marshal, if a person is in the city, there's a Sugya, if a person doesn't know the house had a Bedik or not, the Chiv Bedik is Midra'abam, because Midra'ayis is Bebitl Ba'al Masagi, if a person Bevatl is Chomet, he's not chayiv minatay, but Rabban there's a chayiv as bedika. So a person doesn't know if he's bedik his house or not. It's, we don't say savak Rabban lakulas mevur in the Gemara, and the Prim Gadim under that is based on this. We bought the bias is becheskes chametz. This is a becheskes chayiv as bedika, and he's not sure if the bedika was done or not. So you don't say savak Rabban lakul makum chazakel. So even if you hold kriyishma as the Rabbanon, when a person wakes up in the morning, he's neschayiv the kriyishma. So it is a cheskes chiv that's mechayivim. Now he has a savik if he was yetzer or not. So you shouldn't have the call of savik to abon lakula v'makom a cheskes chiv. Zayin meir Rabbi Kiveig. So the Tzlach writes over here, and he writes in Neid B'Huda also, he says that this that you say savik to abon lakula does not apply v'makom a cheskes chiv only when the chiv is something that's ikri min ha-tayre. But something that's not good. Bedikas chometz, if the person with the abundance, they said not to be semech on the bittul. So then you have a problem of chometz, which is a problem they write. It's ikrim minatayr. So that's why you don't say savag abon l'kula. Mashen came, something that's ain't ikrim minatayr, that you don't say that savag abon l'chumra when there's a cheskes chiv. You say the algamene din of savag abon l'kula. And Mela Zar Mitzvah, this Gemara is a raya to them that we bow, according to Shmuel, B'shach B'chov, Kumacha, the Gemara says, B'divei Teiru Hu Dichsiv. I mean, the Chiv to say Kri Shema is Ein Ikri Min HaTeiru. So Mela, you had been unto the din of Sagar Abam Lekula, and that's how he'll be Miyashiv Yiv Kiregis Kashim. Well, mine said the Shach himself, over the close of Kvekas, the word that there's no chilek between Ikri Min HaTeiru and not Ikri Min HaTeiru, and Mela, Itim Et Hadu Kushil Uduchta, and there's a lot of Achreinim that talk about this din of Sagar Abam Lekula, Makam Cheskes Chiv, but the Chavaz Das, and Beis HaSavik has a pshat, that the reason why you can't say Kri, on our Gemara, the reason why you can't say Kri Shema again is because if you're saying Kri Shema over again, Misafik, Machmas HaSafik Chiyuv, and you want to do it, Machmas HaChiyuv, could be over the Isser of Baal Tosef also. And if Baal Tosef, Shaykh Isser of Baal Tosef, so maybe you wouldn't be able to say over again, Kri Shema Misafik. As I say it in Chavaz Das, yeah? Now, I mean, Cheskes Chiyuv can't be Mechaib to say it again, because if you say it again, you're dealing with a Safik Isser of Isser of Baal Tosef. Well, that's a Zaitig in the Kuda that we're asking that even if it is the Rabban, you should say that you should be Mechuyif to say it again, after Cheskes Chiyuv. Like upon the Etzim Gemara and Mirur that Shmuel held that it's the Rabban and Tzavad Rabban Lekula, and the Rabban holds Chayz of the Kayin.
That's part of
Tzayisif, right? It's Parshan Tzayir, right? Oh, so if you do a bit Nadova, he says, then it's not, you bring the Rosh that will Gabe is Tzavad. If you do it, maybe you should be able to. I don't know. Like upon him, the Rabban says that you have to be Chayz of the Kayin. And Kepshuta, the reason why I have to be Chesed is he holds that the Shachal Chol Kumach is Deiraisa, and the male is the Savik Deiraisa, and the male you have to repeat. In Shiltis, the Tnei Yeshua, the Chesem Sefer, they bring from the Sefer Tumas Yisharim, that he brings, quotes the Shiltis, and Shiltis states, the Shiltis is Geiris, in Rebbe Elazar, you have to be Chesed V'Keira, he said, Mithnei Kvayd Shemayim, I think it's the Lashon of the Shiltis. So the male is Mivur, in the Shiltis, the Shiltis brings the Rebbe Elazar Shita. Rebbe Elazar, Mafilu Safik Kara Kriya Shema, Safik Lei Kara Kriya Shema, Chayzu the Kriya Shema Mishum Kvayd Malchus. As they say in Shiltis. The Medak on the Shiltis that Rebbe Elazar, who said that Chayzu the Kriya Lav Dafka is because he's Chaylik on Shmuel and holds that Kriya Shema is Deiraisa and Safik Deiraisa Lachumra. Loyalam Kubi, he's made it to Shmuel that Kriya Shema is Deirabana Bishach Vachav Kumacha Bidirbe Teiru Dixiv. And the reason why Krishma is a bazundra din of Chayzev Kaira is because in this Darabonim, that's Kvayd Malchus Shemayim, the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, there they were Mechayiv to repeat it again. So according to the Shultis, and some Mishayim bring the Tezer Rosh brings such a tzad, and who then the Riachosid brings such a tzad, that the reason why Blood was Mechayiv to say it again is not because he holds Krishma as Deraisa, but because he holds in this Darabonim, we bought it Kvayd Malchus Shemayim, we made it Mechayiv to repeat it again. And it's a little bit Meduik in the Lashna Gemara itself, when the Gemara brings Shmuel, the Gemara's mouth, but that's the reason why Kriya Shema Yehni Chayzev Kaira is because Kriya Shema is Dera Abonon. And the Blas, the Gemara just says to him that you have to be Chayzev Kaira. He doesn't say that he holds Kriya Shema is Dera Aisa. And the fact like the Shiltas is geared so that there was an ice sphere in the Gemara, when they played Malchus, the Malchus Shemaim, then it's the word that Blas also agrees that Kriya Shema is Dera Abonon. So there is one way to learn the Gemara. There is no machlokes is whether Krishna is the Abonon Dera Aisa. Everyone holds Dera Abonon. The Shaila, there's a Chaymer of Kriya Malchus, and that's why you have to refute it. The Rav Yishayim, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh, they all pass in the halacha that Kriya Shema is Deiraisa, like Rebbe Elazar. And they speak out that the Rif and the Rosh say, Lel Silchasa Kishmul, we don't pass in like Shmuel. Why? The Omer Kriya Shema Deiraisa, the Kaimon Kriya Shema Deiraisa. So you see in these Yishayim that they learn that Rebbe Elazar holds, not like we're saying now from the Shultis, that Rebbe Elazar agrees with the Rabban, they hold the Kriya Shema Deiraisa, and then the Machlokes, Rebbe Elazar and Shmuel will be whether or not Krishma is deraisa de'abonon, and if it's deraisa, we say savik deraisa l'chumra, and if not, we say savik de'abonon l'kula. The Rambam speaks out also klar, and Sasei says that Ukvar is bar mishvete mitzvah zubim sachas brachas, v'shom is bar shepir shema deraisa, and who adin and yad, he paskins if you're savik, if you say kriyishma or not, you have to repeat it again, and pashas, like he says in the mitzvahs, that the reason is that it's deraisa. Now, Shaila is why it comes out that these are showing them, I'm saying that the Machlokes is the Raisa Dal. But we pass them like Rebbe Elazar, that Kriya Shema is the Raisa, and the Chayz of the Kayr. Now, the Yishayim already are Ma'ir, the Lechayr, why do we pass them like Rebbe Elazar, that Safik Kor, Kriya Shema, Safik Lei Kor, Chayz of the Kayr, because Kriya Shema is the Raisa, when I said the Gemara and Erevin before that Rebbe Elazar was a Talmud of Shmuel. Rebbe Elazar was a Talmud of Shmuel, so why are we passing like the Talmud of Makam Arab? We should pass them like Shmuel, that Kriya Shema is the Rabbanon. Zogt or Zeruah, and as I said in Rach, that the reason why we pass him like Shmuel, like Rebbe Elazar, neged Shmuel his Rebbe, is because we have so many Mishnayos and Brachos that learn out Hilchos Kriya Shema from Joshua of the Pasuk that it says in the Yohavta, We have the Shach Chol Kumecha, and the din of the Dvarim Kiksavim and Shema, the different Tanoim have different droshes that we have from the Sukkim that are mazah, how to say Kriya Shema or not. So all these brises are muchach that Kriya Shema is deraisa. About Kriya Shema is deraisa, from all these Mishnayas and brises, so in the middle we pass the blood that holds Kriya Shema is deraisa. Now this state in Ketzav Mishnah, also after the Rambam passes Kriya Shema is deraisa, he says the source is from all these, the reason why we pass the liquor blood, the negative Shmuel is because of all these Mishnayas and brises.
What if Shmuel didn't know all these?
Oh, in fact, the Shagasari brings the Kesef Mishnah, and he says, "V'chinas chakim yesem yishmul." Shmuel didn't know the Mishnah and brayz nafal pikin. He tells Kishma the Rabbanim. How could we say that Allah is kerabalizer because Shmuel negates these Mishnahs? Apparent. Lemaisa, he brings the Kesef Mishnah. He asks his kasha, but we're saying no, it wasn't on the Kesef Mishnah. There's a Ruah says it like that already, and Ruah in the Rach says that. But upon him, the Shagasari asks your kasha. The Lechayy Shmuel knew that also. So how could we say? How could we pass the negate him because of the Mishnah? The Shagasari himself says that the Makar of the Rishon, the Pasuk and the Kriya Shema Deraisa is really from a Gemara in the Dharm. The Gemara in the Dharm says that if a person said he's in the Ashkim Va'eshna, he's going to learn a certain Perek or a certain Masechta, the halacha is that his Shvu is Chal. The Gemara asks, Vaharek Far Mujbu Vaimid Meher Sinai. And the Gemara comes out that he could be Yaitse with Kriya Shema Shal Shachas and Kriya Shema Shal Arvis. So it's Mashma that he was Mujbu Vaimid of Kriya Shema Shal Shachas, Kriya Shema Shal Arvis, Mashma that Kriya Shema Deraisa. So Machlas Yehuda Gemara, you see the Rav, the Madiyam and Gemara is Rav. You see Rav held that Krishma is Deraisa, and Rav and Shmuel Hulchas Akirav Bizuri, and that's what passing like Rav. And besides that, now there's a Roiv, you have Rav and the Belozer, and also you against Shmuel. So Mamel we pass him like the Roiv. So that's why we pass Krishma as Deraisa. That's what the Shagasai starts saying. I'm going to see soon that the Shagasai himself is not Nochus to this Rai either. This Rai is also not good enough. And the reason is because really this Kasha that we're saying that from the Rishonim, the Zeruah and the Rav, that the reason why we don't pass him like Shmuel is because all the rights of Muchanalikin really takes us more of this kasha, and Taisus brings the whole list and the sugi over there that you have to. The Mishnah says, Eilun Amor B'Chaloshin, and the Mishnah counts one of the things is Kriya Shema, which is Kriya Shema Minolon, the Baal Nerdar of Machlaikis, it brings a price between Machlaikis Rebbe and the Rabbanon, of the Vahoyu that you have to say it Kiksavi, you have to say Dafka B'Loshin HaKedish, or Shema B'Chaloshin Shat HaShimea. So Taisus Ma'ir over there that you see the Tanoma arguing how to say Kriya Shema B'Chaloshin, you could say it Dafka, you have to say Dafka B'Loshin HaKedish, and then Taisus brings all the other Mishnahs that we had. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph, the Shami Basilish, if you have to say it, Kriya Shema B'Shach means Yata El Tzidai, or Kamecha means when you Daf Yud, you should Yamid the Kriya Shema, and the Chama, and the Basilish Chalik, and he says, V'ach Chabaderach. So you see, they're arguing that if you say Shema lying down or standing up, the Hilchas Kriya Shema is Numud from the Parish of Kriya Shema over here. So the Chayyar Fraktai says, how could you see all these Tanoim hold? That Kriya Shema is deraisa because learning out Hilchos Kriya Shema from this parsha and Shmuel, in fact, places of Shmuel. How would Shmuel say Kriya Shema is derabanan and Meshach Lechav Kamecha b'Derbei Teiru Hudachsev L'Chayr Yitzmucha from all these Mishnah is not that way. So Taisus asks it for a kasha, and Taisus doesn't say Abshar Dinich b'Teima. He doesn't come out what the Yishuv is according to Shmuel. So Kipshutai, you could learn that Taisus Shita is because he has a kasha on Shmuel. He agrees with the other Rishonim that Allah is Kriya Shema is deraisa, and he has his kasha. He doesn't have what to answer to Shmuel. But Lemaisa, Taisus in Kama Eretz is Mavur that he passes the halacha of the Kriya Shema Abanon like Shmuel. One of the places is to be unfang that parak in Saita Elon Amaran. The Mishnah says Elon Amaran Mechaloshin, and it says over there a whole list of things. And Taisus asks over there that you find a certain zakon that the Mishnah omitted. That's why it doesn't speak about Howl and Kiddush, different things that the Mishnah doesn't say. And Taisus says V'chitema that the Mishnah only discussed things that are deraisa Elon Amaran Mechaloshin, only things that are deraisa. So Taisus, you see that we count in Kriya Shema. So you see, Taizah, which is the Rabbanon. So Taizah's Namzong for the Pashit, Taizah says, don't answer me that the reason why the Mishnah didn't say Halal and Kiddush is because it's only the Rabbanon, because you see the Mishnah skipped Kriya Shema, it said Kriya Shema even though Kriya Shema is the Rabbanon. So you see, Taizah's Namzong for the Pashit, that Kriya Shema is the Rabbanon. Another Maramar from Taizah says, the Mishnah says in Megillah that a Summa is it could be mighty the tzibur with Kriya Shema. The Summa says Kriya Shema is tzibur, but it's only a Summa that was Ra Ma'iris Miyama. We have to have at least seen at one time in his life. Someone who became a Summa, he could be mighty other people with Kriya Shema. In fact, Taisus Akasha, that the Chayra, a Summa is Patim in HaMitzvahs. We have one Bava Kama said that a Summa is Patim in HaMitzvahs. So how could a Summa be mighty other people with Mitzvahs, other people with Kriya Shema? So Taisus says that a Summa, Enachnam is Patim in HaTayra, from in HaMitzvahs, the Medra Abonon is Chayav the Mitzvahs. And Taisus says the reason for the Santa Taisus. Taisus says the reason why is the Summa chayav the mitzvahs midrabanan. And Taisus says Shelo yehei kegoy, shouldn't be like a goy. If he's going to have the Patim, he's going to be like a goy. Ein Noshim, which are part of the mitzvah as mangrom, and sagt, ja, kaparim, they have the mitzvah as mangrom, they have a bit of shaykhahs with the mitzvahs. But Shegin Asuma, who was going to be part of the Chalam, is going to be like a goy. So Mele Medrabanan, they were mechayiv him. So Tzai, so once they're mechayiv him, Medrabanan, to say Kriyushma, he can be mechayiv to everybody in Kriyushma, because Kriyushma is the Rabbanan. Bo Asuma, which is Chayiv Rabbanan, he part of Kriyushma, which is the Rabbanan. So Tzai, so you see, Anocha, Maramach, the Tzai's Shita is that Kriyushma is the Rabbanan. As they call Tzai's Lahaloch. As they state in Pnei Yeshua, that Agam, Tzai's, was in the Divrei Shmuel B'Tayma, you ask on him from all these bases, but you see that Shita Satayis all over is Mavur that Lemaisa Kishma is Derabon. And Shaila is, what are we going to do with Tayis Kashas, the Chay of all these bases which are Muchach not that way? So the Achreinim, the Pnei Yeshua, and the Shagasai are Mitzayim, the Rabbeinu Yoina in our Sugya. Rabbeinu Yoina says that this that Shmuel said, that the Abai adds, that Alibi the Shmuel, that B'shach B'cho of Kumecha is not telling you that you have to say Kriyishma, but rather the Divrei Torah this is. It's not like you learn Kapshutei, that B'shach B'cho of Kumecha is telling you that a person is to learn Torah, Gan Tzatog, like B'gisa B'yem V'layla, you're to learn day and night. That we're not telling you a new din in B'shach B'cho of Kumecha. Rather, B'shach B'cho of Kumecha, Shet Anayi Din. It says that you have to say B'shach B'cho, and when you, the time you go to sleep, Kumecha, when you get up. But what do you have to say? So Shmuel held the Shalom of the Torah, meaning that there was no, the Torah didn't specify what limud ha-Torah, which parasha of the Torah you have to say. You can say whichever parasha you want. You can look at parasha achas b'Torah and parasha achas b'Erev. Which parasha you have to say, you can say whatever you want. Midrabanan, they were misakin that you should say after the parasha of Kriyishma because it has a Malchus Shemayim, whatever miles Kriyishma has. So Chazal were misakin that you should be yet to the mitzvah of the rice of parasha achas b'Erev, the parasha achas b'Beker, all your days saying Kriyishma. That's what Shmuel held. And the Belezer held B'shach Zohar Kumecha telling you that you're mechuyev to say Kriya Shema B'Beker Min HaTorah and Kriya Shema B'Erev Min HaTorah. So it comes out that the Machlekes, Shmuel and Belezer, are not Safar. They both agree that B'shach Zohar Kumecha is coming to tell you a new chiyuv of a parasha B'Torah. According to Shmuel, it's any parasha that you want, and according to Belezer, it's Dafka Parashas Kriya Shema. And the Mele, you have to say that the Gemara that says, according to Shmuel, Safik Kara Kriya Shema, Safik Lai Kara, that he's Eina Chayza V'Kaira, is talking about a guy who had a Seder Faran Davanin, and he learned that he was already Kaira Parash Achaz B'Torah. So his Chiv Der Aishu was already Yaitse. And now he has a Safik if he said Kriya Shema or not, so he doesn't know if he was Yaitse the Derabanan. So now you say Safik Derabanan Lakulu. Mashiach, according to Belezer, even though he was Kaira Parash Achaz B'Torah already before, but the Torah is Mechayim Shavuk Mechad Dafka Parashas Kriya Shema. So Mele, he didn't yet, wasn't yet, Minatari wasn't yet yet. So Mele, if he has a subject, he has to be Chayz of the Kairah. So it comes out that we started that the Shiltis learned that everyone holds Sai, Shmuel, and Sai, Blazer holds the Krishna as Dirabanan. Everyone holds that as Dirabanan. Blazer holds Chayz of the Kairah as Omachu Shemayim. And then we had the Rishayin and Pashas that learned that the Machlekes is, according to Shmuel, it's Dirabanan, according to Rabbi Blazer, it's Diraisa. And that's why, according to Shmuel, we saw the Dirabanan Lakulan, according to Blazer, and now we're saying that everyone will hold that there is a deraisa de kalacha. Even Shmuel's made that there is a deraisa de kalacha to say epis a parasha b'beik and epis a parasha b'erev. Now thus, you can say whichever parasha you want. And the Blazer says that it has to be after the parasha of creation. Zog Shagasai, Araya Brur Laza, Araya Brur, that even Shmuel's made that is a chiv menateri to say a parasha achas b'beik and parasha achas b'erev. Because the Gemara being Maras Akasha on Shmuel, Shmuel says that Emes V'yatzav is Deiraisa. The person doesn't know if he said Emes V'yatzav, he's Mechuyiv to be Chayzav Ekam. And Rashi's Mazver, Emes V'yatzav has in it Zechivas Yitzias Mitzrayim. That is in the first Apostle, Laman Tizkar, Yom Tizkar, Meresh, and Tzayim, Koyim Echeich, that Zecha Deiraisa. And if he's Mesubig, he has to say it again. Try the Gemara on Shmuel, if it's Deiraisa, so why is the Mishnah says about Keri? Is Mahara Kriyishma, but the Brachas, the Fanal Acharev, that not. Try the Gemara, if the bracha shall acharei is deiraisa, then you should have to say emes v'yatzav, because emes mitzvah min ha-Torah, balkarei has to say also. Try the Shagas Arye, why is the Gemara asking on Shmuel? Only from the emes v'yatzav that he says is deiraisa, that a balkarei should say. He should ask, why does the balkarei mahara kriyishma? The ratio, Shmuel's first halacha was that if he's savik kara kriyishma, savik leikara, ein achayza v'kara. Why? Because it's derabanan, the Gemara says. So the Gemara should ask, you tell me that Kriyishma is Dirabanan, so why is it Balkari? Mahari Kriyishma Balibai. That alone is Shvera. Balkari, on whatever is Dirabanan, just like Gabe Achila, it says he's Mavarach L'Acharev because Michaz HaMazin is Dirayisa. Then he's Mavarach L'Fanev because he's Dirabanan. So the Gemara should ask, then why is it Balkari Mahari Kriyishma Balibai? L'Chayri, he has no Din Dirayisa to say Kriyishma. If according to Shmuel, the Kriyishma is Dirabanan, so Balkari doesn't have to say Kriyishma, so why should Balkari be Mahari? Why we only ask on Shmuel, Emes V'yatzav, we should ask on the Kriyishma. The Teret is Zok to Shagasari, because the Balkari is Betzim also believe in HaTorah, So we're handling now when he's saying when he's being Kara Krishna, this is the first Liman Aser, first parasha Beteira that he's learning. Avada, that's the rice, even according to Shmuel. Shmuel's made it that there's a parasha Achaz Beteira that Meshach Kumecha teaches you that a parasha Achaz you have to say Bebeger and a parasha Achaz you have to say Be'era. So maybe when the Bakari is going to say that Krishna, Avada even Mekayim without a mitzvah de rice, he's being Mekayim what's mutl on him in Aser to learn Achapalim a parasha Achaz. And Ochnami didn't have to be the Krishna, the Krishna is the Rabbanon, but the fact that he has to say Epis a parasha, that's the rice. So maybe once he's saying the parasha, he says the Krishna to be Yetzir the Rabbanon also. But about it, there was no kasha on Shmuel why about Kerit Marah Krishma, the Kerit Krishma is only the Rabbanon, because Shmuel's made it that the Gavin that he didn't, wasn't Kerit a different parasha yet, the Krishna is the rice. As they bring the Shagasari Araya to the Sisoi. And Maisa, the Keranera asks, on this kasha, on this Yishuv of the Shagasari and the Pnei Yeshua, two kashas. Basically what they're saying is that Minat Torah, you have to say a parasha achas, b'shachvel kumecha, the meida is a new chiv, it's not the regular chiv of Talmud Torah, it's a new chiv to be kaira, parasha achas v'beisinger, and parasha achas be'er. We know, the Gemara learns out that there's a kalach oisik v'mitzvah patum in a mitzvah. Where is the limud? The Gemara learns out from the shivtachal v'beisachal v'leftachal v'aderech, that a person's mechuyev to be kair, whatever it says in this parasha, b'shivtcha b'veisacha, when he's at home, b'lachtcha b'derecha, when he goes away. And the Gemara dashes is b'shivtcha b'veisacha b'lachtcha. Your Shabbos, when you're at home doing your own thing, then you're mechuyev to say whatever this parasha is, let's say Krishma, Kibshutai, u'b'lachtcha, and when you're doing your own asakim, your own leches, b'lachtcha b'derecha, then you have to say Krishma, when you're doing your egin ezachim. But if you're doing Isaac in a mitzvah, so you're not doing shivtcha and you're not doing lechtcha, you're doing a dvar mitzvah, then you're potter from whatever this parasha is. That's the Gemara's Yalfusa of Isaac with mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah. The shivtcha b'veisach otzor, v'loy b'shivtcha of a mitzvah, or lechtcha of a mitzvah, then you wouldn't be mechuyev. So we're learning out Isaac with mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah. Now, Bishlam, if you learn that we're learning out if you're Isaac with mitzvah, you're potter from mitzvahs, kriya shema. So then you can learn after Kol HaTeiru Kulu, when I'm Isaac in a mitzvah, I'm parted from other mitzvahs, just like I'm parted from mitzvahs Kriyishma, I'm parted from other mitzvahs also. But if B'shiv D'chav B'veitz Chavad Chavaderech is teaching you, the mitzvah is coming to tell you that when you're doing your own tzrachim, then you're not mechuyev in Limud HaTeiru, in this being carried parasha achas. If this parasha of Yahavta is telling you the way Shmuel, the Shagasai and the Pnei Yeshua are learning in Shmuel, that the parasha is teaching you that you have to say a parasha achas b'teir. You have to learn a parasha achas b'beker and a parasha achas b'erev. Then we're telling you that when you're Eizik b'mitzvah, you're potter from this parasha achas b'beker and parasha achas b'erev. Right? Now we know, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that there's no p'tur of Eizik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah by Talmud Teir. If a person is learning, otherwise he wouldn't be mekayim any mitzvahs b'chlal. If a cold man is doing Eizik b'mitzvah, he wouldn't have any mitzvahs. So rather, when a person, there's no p'tur of even though there's a din of Eizik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah, but it doesn't apply to Talmud Teir. Frag the Karanera, if you tell me that this parasha is going on Talmud, is being the Chayyu in Talmud Teira, parasha Achaz B'Teira, B'Erev, and parasha Achaz B'Teira, B'Baker, how Enochanam you can learn out that Eisik B'Mitzvah Potter from the parasha Achaz B'Teira, but that's Limud HaTeira. So you can't learn out from there to everywhere else that Eisik B'Mitzvah Potter Min HaMitzvah. Because all you're seeing from this parasha is that Eisik B'Mitzvah Potter from Talmud Teira. Eisik B'Mitzvah Potter from Talmud Teira, that we already know that your Mafsikim for Krishma Mi Talmud Teira, your Mafsikim from other Talmud Teira doesn't have the claw of Eisik B'Mitzvah. If you're learning, you don't have the tour of Eisik B'Mitzvah Potter Min HaMitzvah. So Ibazoi, if the parasha is first talking about Limud HaTeira, the Beteira, then how do you learn out the din of Eisik B'Mitzvah Potter Min HaMitzvah? As they frag the Karanayr. And then he has another kasha. He asks, there's a machlekes whether or not you could be Yetzir Krishma b'chol loshen, or you have to say dafka kiksav. He says, if the chiyuv is only to say a parasha achas, whichever parasha you want, and the reason is because the Torah is mechayiv you b'talmud Torah, parashas achas b'erev, and parashas achas b'beker, it's a devar positive, a person's mekayim b'Torah shebal peh, mekayim mitzvah limud HaTeirah. That's a devar positive, a person's mekayim limud HaTeirah with Torah shebal peh. So for the Karanayra, that Leit Shmuel, the way they're learning, that the chiv of the Shachra of Kumecha is mechayiv you to say a parasha achas b'er, a parasha b'beker, how could there be a machlekes whether or not you could say it b'chol loshen or not? It's possible that you mechayim limud HaTeirah b'chol loshen, if the whole mechayiv was limud HaTeirah b'beker, limud HaTeirah b'er, v'ad am yetzir. As they say the Karanayra. Now, in the first kasha that the Karanayra is asking, that you shouldn't be able to learn out Eisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah if it's going on Torah, because Torah doesn't have the klal of Eisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. The Achrayim want to say upshat that there's really the Rabbi Chanan's Mazber, that the reason why by Talmud Torah you don't say Eisik B'Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah is because the Torah was Mechayiv, it was Magda. The Chiyuv Talmud Torah is only in a Zman that you don't have Gam Mechayiv, you don't have Mechayiv in a Mitzvah. In other words, when a person is learning Torah and now the Bar Mitzvah comes to Yodai, it's not upshat it's Eisik B'Mitzvah Talmud Torah because it's Plaka, the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, at the time that he has a Chiyuv to do other Mitzvahs. The Chiyuv Talmud Torah is only B'Makim that you don't have a CS Mitzvah to do. So Mele, when he's learning Torah, now the Bar Mitzvah comes, it's not a pshat that he's Eisik in Mitzvah Talmud Torah, because it's both of the Mitzvah Talmud Torah in that Zman. Eisik is a mitzvah, part of a mitzvah, only if you're Eisik and a mitzvah, you're not being Eisik and a mitzvah, because there's no chiyuv Talmud Torah in his mind that there's a chiyuv to be Mekayim a mitzvah. So that's only the regular dini Talmud Torah, though, the Yigisha Bayev and Belial, that there's a chiyuv Vishinantam to learn every second that a person has to learn. So that, you have this din, that chiyuv is only chal when a person doesn't have a different mitzvah to do. But this chiyuv of Yikr, Parashachas Bebechim, Parashachas Be'erev, that you could say is a bezundur chiyuv of Shalcho of Chumacha. It could be that doesn't have that din, that there's no chiyuv in that man. When a person has a mitzvah that's bali yodai, you don't say that he doesn't have that chiyuv of Shalcho of Chumacha. He doesn't have the din of Ishinantam, he doesn't have the din of Yikisu Yom Velayla Kenzai. So Mela, you could say that we could learn out the din of Eisik Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah from this din of B'Shachmucha of Kumecha, because you don't have the Kol Yizik exclusion that Talmud Torah is Eretz L'Gabi din of Eisik Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. Okay, that's in the Kudu, the Ha'oros that the Keren Torah asks on the Shagasari and the Tnei Yeshua. Now the Keren Torah himself says in Mechudosh took a way to be Masber shot in the Machlekes of Blazer and Shmuel, and he says that we know the Rambam calls anything that's learned out from a drasha a divrei seifrim. Rambam says that kedusha kesef is midivrei seifrim because it's learned out from the kicha misteach. He calls that midivrei seifrim. So Karen Ari says that the machlekes of Elazar and Shmuel was if b'shachra of kumecha is the pshuta shel mikra is going on kriya shema, that's the ikra taich of b'shachra of kumecha, or the ikra taich is talmud Torah and we learn out midrasha. In other words, it's not a asmachta, that is a deraisa. But it's the ikar taitra is the nimud from a drasha that the Shalcho Mecha is going on Kriya Shema. Both Shmuel and Blazer agree that we learn from Shalcho Mecha the chiyuv of Kriya Shema. The shaila is it the ikar taitra or is the nimud from a drasha? So he says that the Blazer holds that it's the ikar taitra of the Shalcho Mecha is going on Kriya Shema. So made it the regular chiyuv of deraisa. So if a person has a sofik, we say sofik deraisa, lechomer is mechiyuv to be chayza the kaira. Mashenkin, according to Shmuel under the Ikar Drasha is talking going b'divrei Torah, and we darshan from the B'shalom Chumash, Chiyuv of Kriya Shema Deiraisa also. Chiyuv of Deiraisa. But we bow it's Nilmud Min HaDrasha, so that the din b'divrei Seifrim, and he says a Chiddush that even though it's Nilmud Min HaDrasha, we'll have a din, because it's Nilmud Min HaDrasha, it's going to have a din of Safik Lakula. Even though because we call some of the Nilmud from HaDrasha Divrei Seifrim, it has a din of Divrei Seifrim, they'll say Safik Da'abam and Lakula. Gvaldige Chiddush. Yeah. He says, "Rabbi Yudas feel like the ikur pashtus hamikra ad divrei Torah koi ukriyish mehavi milsa de asim idrasha v'leichmiru b'sveika." That's the Keren Torah. Okay, I'm a chodesh tukim. There is one more gang in the Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer says that he brings often the Sefer Tumas Yesharim, which we quoted earlier. He says Rabbeinu Yeshua brings the Sefer Rabbeinu Tam Ben Chiyah. That was the Tumas Yesharim. See, Tumas Yesharim says that it's a davar pashut. He writes that it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah they have to say dafka these parashiyos. Even he says even later Belozer, who says that kriyish mas deraisa, Belozer is also masking that there's no chiyuv mideraisa to say dafka these parashiyos. So we said now from Rabbeinu Yoina learns that the Rabbi Elazar holds there's a chiyuv to say dafka these parashiyos, and Shmuel holds that you have to say a parasha achas b'Torah, and the Rabbanan said which parasha it should be. But Rabbi Elazar holds there's dafka these parashiyos in Machlokes. In Tumas Yisham, read with some cipher, he writes that it's a davar pashut, the Torah was never mechayev, even according to Belozer, the Torah was never mechayev a person to say dafka these three parashiyos. And he proves it, he brings some raya's, he says that the Gemara says, Bikshu lekvaya parashiyos balak, the Gemara that the Chacham wanted to be kaveya, in Kriya Shema, different parashiyos that you should say. And Mifnei Ma, why were they kaveya tzitzis? It sounds like that they were kaveya midir avon, what you should say, that there's no chiyuv midir raya's to say a specific parashiyos. He says, who then the Gemara says that Rabbeinu HaKodesh used to just cover his eyes and say to the Parashu Yishenesh Ol Kriya Shema, and that's it. If there'd be a Chiv Deraisa to say all these Parashas, about the Rabbi wouldn't have been mistaken with just one Parasha. But Kapodim, the Tumas Yesharim brings Rayas that even Rabbi Elazar holds that there's no Chiv to say Dafka these Parashas of Kriya Shema. So what's a Machlekes Rabbi Elazar and Shmuel? Rabbi Elazar says, Savakar Kriya Shema, you have to say it again, and Shmuel says, you don't have to say it again. We both get to Machlekes. Zalusam Sefer Mechodesh Tikkub Shad. He says, we have last man, we spoke about the sugya of kofel ochel matzah. Shochel mitom, avu de Shmuel, shochel mitom. That if you're kofel ochel matzah, Shmuel says that you're yaitz for mitzvah matzah. And the Rambam wants to prove that Shmuel holds mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. You don't have to have kavana on you. Mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. Zogt the Chassam Sefer that Shmuel the shitase, Shmuel the Baal Memon Agma, holds mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. So Mela, when a person in the morning gets up and he learns Torah, he's yaita, but we're saying now according to the Tumas Yesharim that everyone agrees that the chiyuv midirais is just to say epis of parasha, parasha achas. And the Rabbanu were the ones that were masakin to say the parasha of Kriya Shema. So he says, Shmuel holds mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana. So when a person will learn in the morning, he's automatically yaita that parasha achas, he's yaita chiyuv min ha-Torah. Now later when he comes to say Krishma, he's Mesubik, if he said Krishma or not, he was already Yaitse by the Parash Achas that he said earlier. So Mele, the Krishma that he has a suffix now is only the Rabbanah, because he's already Yaitse Minate with the Parash Achas that he said before. But Rabbi Elazar holds, like we pass in La'alacha, the mitzvah Tzrichus Kavana. So Mele, when the person learned Torah before, normally, being Shtelsu the Magen Avram, that a person doesn't want to be Yaitse the Shabbos, if a person says Kiddush B'Shabbos Alayayin is Deiraisa. A person is already Minatay, you don't use the Alayayin, you already Yaitse by davening. So he says the person is Mechava not to be Yaitse by davening, to be Mekabel Shabbos, to be Mekadosh Shabbos by davening, because the Rabbanon today, that the Rabbanon will Mesak and how you should do it, the person wants to be Yaitse, Dafka Alakos, so Mele is Deiraisa Balayla. There's some sefer that according to Blazer, the mitzvah tzrichus kavona, so a person is not mechavan to be, even if he'll have a seder alima before he says krishma, and he learned a parasha achas. But because the Rabbanon told you how to be yoytze that parasha achas, you should be yoytze that parasha achas with krishma. The Rabbanon were mesakin how to do it, so even though he was carrying a parasha before, but he's not mechavan to be yoytze with that kriya, because he doesn't. If he's going to be yoytze, he's not going to be yoytze the takana of the Rabbanon of how to be yoytze that parasha achas. So Meila Light Rabbalazar the mitzvah tzrichus kavona, so he's not yet with that kriya. So now when he's Masubik, if he said Kriya Shema or not, he can't say, oh, he already learned, because that limud he wasn't mechavan to be yet to it, because he wants to be mechavan to Afka the right way to do it with Kriya Shema. So Meila Safik Kara Safik like Kara Zashayla Vidai Raisa, because he wasn't yet yet. So Meila has to be Chayiv Zavakayr. Mashenkin, according to Shmuel, who holds mitzvah tzrichus kavona, even though he wasn't mechavan to be yet to, but he was already yet to with the Kriya Shema that he said, with the parish Achaz that he learned before, so Meila, it's only a Safik Da'aban, and Meila doesn't have to refused. So just to summarize what we have, there's really four ways to learn the Machlekes, Reb Elazar and Shmuel. The we'll call it Tamin Akala Lakovet. According to the Shultis, everyone holds the Pasha of Krishma as only their Abonim. And the reason why Reb Elazar said we should be Chayz of the Kair is because of Malchus Shomayim. That's why you have to be Chayz of the Kair, not because of Savar Derais, it's a Der Abonim. And normal the Din should be Savar Abonim Lakula. But you should say it again because of the Kvayt Malchus Shomayim. Then you have the Rishayim, the Pashas learned that the Machlekes is Krishma as Deraisa or Derabanan. And we pass in Krishma, Deraisa, and the Rishayim are saying because all the Braises are before like that. And then we have the Yeshua and the Shagasai, Rabbi Mirna, the Devon of Ad, the Shmuel also made that there's a Deraisa over here. Just the Deraisa was not Dafka to say the Pasha of Krishma, the Deraisa was to say any Pasha, and you could choose to say Krishma or not. And then you have the Chassam Sofer that says everyone agrees to what Rabbeinu Yehuda is saying in Shmuel that the Chiv is only to say a Parasha Achas. Even Rabbi Elazar agrees that the Chiv is only to say Parasha Achas. The Machlekes just was, if when you said your Parasha Achas, were you Yetzer or not? According to Rabbi Elazar, you're about to not Mechavan to be Yetzer because you want to be Yetzer Ketikunoi, Semele Na Yetzer, Semele Be Yetzer.